Amen. God's been good. As Pastor comes forth this morning, go ahead and turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter 107. Psalms 107, we will read the whole chapter here this morning. And then when I'm done reading, I will have a word of prayer, then Pastor will take over from there. Psalms 107, verse number 1, it says this: Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth a longing soul and filleth a hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there is none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul arboreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth a stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man or at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, again, we thank you for this time that you've given us. Be with our pastor. Give him strength. Lord, we pray that you would give him his voice as he preaches your word. And we ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen. God's good, huh? I had to chuckle this morning. Chad begins at Sunday school hour by saying he wishes he was in heaven. And then he turns around and prays that I can't. You didn't get that, did you? Praise be to evil, so I can't go to heaven. Bunch of blondes. I find this so tremendously intriguing. And when you come right down to the end of it, we notice some very marvelous words. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. If we are wise, there are some things that we must, I believe it is, chapter, take great serious look at. Some things that we need to just observe. First of all, it divides itself, I believe, into five different parts with these words. All that men would praise the Lord. Did you get those? Verse number 8, verse number 15, verse 21, verse 33. It doesn't say at the end. It's certainly implied. Each time, except for the last, is predicated with the calamities and judgments of life. A study, I believe, of these things will bring a greater understanding of His love to us. I find that men often lament that if God was loving and good, He wouldn't allow to happen many different things. When in fact, these evil things reveal the very love of God. When men refuse to see God as He is, they are met with judgment. Then they cry out for His mercy. And then He extends that to them. And you read that several times in this chapter. It is here where men can praise the Lord. Just an overview. When we look at verses 3 through 8, I believe we find they disobey His leadership. Often, the children of Israel wanted to go their own way when they left Egypt, when they saw Pharaoh's army pursuing them. But God opened the Red Sea when they complained against Moses as the bitter waters of Marah. But God sweetened them with a tree. By the way, the water of life is made sweet by the tree of life. And I refer to the tree that we call the cross of Calvary. They came into the wilderness. They hungered. They complained about it. But God gave them manna to eat. When they thirsted, we find that God gave them water from a smitten rock. Have you ever thought about that? From one rock came enough water to quench the thirst of nearly 2 million people, plus their flocks and herds. I'm telling you what, that's a lake of water. I don't believe that just a trickle came out of that rock. I don't believe it was like a fire hose, but it was a gusher that just kept on coming that they might have the water they needed. So we find they rejected His leadership over and over, but God blessed, and God turned their hearts back to Him over and over again. We find in verses 9 through 15 that they rejected the word of God. If you notice with me, verse number 13. Verse number 13. It says, when they cried into the Lord, in their trouble, He saved them out of their distresses. What was the problem? The problem was, verse rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. And thus we find they were met with severe judgment once again. But even with such rejection, they came back to him and cried out for his mercy. And what did God do? God gave it to them. When can we find the marvelous loving kindness of God? I believe after we have been rebellious and come back to him and seek his forgiveness, and we have his loving kindness exhibited to us, we find that also they became fools in verses 17 through 22. It speaks of fools that deny God and refuse his counsel. The Bible says in two different places, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I've often wondered, why does an atheist take so much time hollering against a God he doesn't believe in? Why does he take the time to debate men on such a topic if he doesn't believe there's one that exists? But they refuse his counsel. And we find that a fool's way always leads to destruction. It doesn't matter what it is. We end up in a place of destruction. And when they cry out to him, we find, interesting, in verse number 20, he sends them his word. That which they rejected, he sends back to them, that they might receive and understand the loving kindness of God. I find also, in the next few verses, they sought material goods. They wanted the things of this whole world to satisfy the emptiness that was down inside. Do you realize this world keeps going after something else and something else because what they have never satisfies? They get a new car and then they need another new car. I've known people who just bought a new one who are already looking for their next one. But we find that true fulfillment is found in the Lord as we turn back to him. We find in the next several verses they receive the judgment of God. It's displayed to us in many different ways, but his judgment, it came upon them. You and I, we have known the judgment of God. We have known when he spanked us. We have known when things came that should not have been, but because of our waywardness, it was there. And yet it is here that we understand his love when we see our sinfulness. When we can look hard enough and realize we need to repent to an almighty God because of our sin, it is then that we can understand the loving kindness of God as he sheds it forth to you and to me. I don't know about you, but I'm glad for the loving kindness of my God. He has given it to me over and over and over again. I'm not sure why I have dealt with this problem of sickness. Maybe it's days, I don't want to look forward to it. But when I look back, I'm thankful for that which God gave me. Even sitting 4 hours in a dialysis chair that, by the way, they did not make for real human beings. And to sit there for 4 hours and yet through it, God has been good as He's been giving me scripture, as He's been giving me a good time of reading, as He's given me within my heart messages to give to you. And I pray that I never cease seeing the goodness of Almighty God. I ask you today, have you seen enough destruction in your life to turn to Him that you might understand His loving kindness? His loving kindness to save your hell-deserving soul. His loving kindness to take you to an eternal heaven. His loving kindness to allow you one day to look upon His face. Have you received that loving kindness? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father, we thank You so very much for who You are, for what You have allowed to come into our lives to reveal You.